Dannett, D-A-N-N-A, Fugit, F-U-G-E-T-T, 10-6-57. Today's 8-5-2024. 76-year-old woman lives with her husband, David. They've been married over 25 years. Patient has an extensive history of COPD. Both mom and dad died of COPD. She most likely has alpha-1 antitrypsin deficiency causing the COPD in the family. Last name is F as in Frank, U-G-E-T-T, by the way, period. Overall prognosis is quite poor for this woman. Patient has lost tremendous amount of weight. She used to weigh somewhere around 90 pounds. Now she probably weighs around 70 or 75 max, period. In the paragraph, patient fell during the Hurricane Beryl, B-E-R-Y-L, here in Houston. Just last week, earlier in July, she broke her arm. She was in the hospital when they didn't have any power. She's now developing a stage 1 to 2 decubitus ulcer as well because of significant weight loss, protein, calorie, malnutrition, and not eating, period. In the paragraph, once again, she has an extensive history of COPD and smoking in the past. She also suffers from atrial fibrillation, hyperlipidemia, gastroesophageal reflux, depression, and anxiety, period. Medication includes Eliquis. I don't know when this damn thing stops. Well, medications include Eliquis, 5 milligram BID, Provigil, 200 milligram once a day, nebulizer, inhaler at least 4 to 6 times a day with albuterol, Lipitor, 20 milligram a day. She also used Dexilant, D-E-X-I-L-A-N-T, 60 milligram a day. She has a Pulmicort that she uses with her albuterol as well, also uses Symbicort 25 microgram / 50 milligram, 2 puffs a day, period. Social, she's lost weight. Once again, she used to weigh around 90 pounds. She now weighs around 75. Her husband tells me she was recently hospitalized again during the Hurricane Beryl, B-E-R-Y-L, Beryl here in Houston, Texas, where she was diagnosed with an arm fracture. She's now totally and completely bedbound, ADL dependent because of weakness. She has no meat, no muscle, it's just skin and bone. She wears an oxygen at 3 or 4 liters. She's short of breath all the time. She suffers from air hunger. Again, she is bones, and the bone on the mattress is a bad combination with protein, calorie, malnutrition, and her significant weight loss. She's already developed a stage 1/2 decubitus ulcer, period. Other medical issues, narcolepsy, atrial fibrillation, COPD, chronic shortness of breath, air hunger, anxiety, medication. We just reviewed review of system as above, allergy, iodine, COVID immunizations up to date. Mom and dad both died of COPD, by the way. Review of system, weight loss, protein, calorie, malnutrition, weakness, debilitation. She does not want to go back to the hospital. She's short of breath and she needs medication for pain and anxiety. And her husband, Dave, has reached out to the folks for hospice and palliative care here at home, period. She weighs 75 pounds to 80 max. Her heart rate is 120. She is using a nebulizer or 2 sats, only 92% on 3 to 4 liters. The blood pressure is 90 over 60. Heart, pulse, swan, pulse, 2 tachycardic lungs, ronchiorals, coarse breath sounds, shallow breath sounds all over, abdomen, scaphoid, nexus, severe muscle wasting, neurological movement, all 4 extremities, low extremity. Patient has skin and bone. There's no muscle. There's severe protein, calorie, malnutrition, severe weight loss, severe debilitation, neurological movement, all 4 extremities, but her speech is becoming more garbled because of disability, debility, and weakness that she's suffering. Assessment here, we have a 76-year-old woman with end-stage COPD, evident by corpopulmonale, tachycardia, oxygen, air hunger, hypoxemia. She also suffers from narcolepsy, atrial fibrillation, on Eliquis 5 milligram twice a day, and Provigil 200 milligrams to control symptoms, period. In the paragraph, she has significant weight loss, protein, calorie, malnutrition. Once again, she broke her arm recently because of the hurricane, but still she has a decubitus ulcer, stage 1 to 2 on her sacrum, period. In the paragraph, her husband's quite worried about her. He knows that she doesn't have much longer to live, period. In the paragraph, patient needs lorazepam and some kind of pain medication. I would start with tramadol for now. She's ADL dependent totally, and she wears a diaper, and she requires her husband to change her on a regular basis because she's incontinent, period. Any paragraph patient has very little time left on this earth. She also has gas, esophageal reflux, atrial fibrillation with rapid ventricular response, severe end-stage COPD, muscle wasting, protein, calorie, malnutrition, which they're all irreversible and will contribute to her demise and death within the next few weeks. If that patient is very appropriate for hospice admission at this time. Thank you.